Welcome to the House of Fit, Happy and Healthy. Joel here stepping in for Greg with the mega boss babes, Amal and Jade from Equilution.
Thank you, ladies. Hey guys.
Thank you for having us.
So the ladies are here today to talk transformations, flexible dieting and business.
We laughed with our team about this the other day because we've had a really good relationship with you guys for years and years, but it's all been online. So it's like online dating, and then you meet them in real life for the first time.
I know, it's really exciting.
It was an exciting day.
It's the biggest letdown in modern world these days is people that converse and don't actually physically get to catch up, and we're doing it right here, right now.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. Hopefully no catfishing over here, but but yeah, no, it's great. It's great to meet.
And as Greg would say, let's rip in.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want and should know about health, fitness, nutrition and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent or manage any injury, disease or other health-related condition. Today's podcast is brought to you by our Clean Bars. We spent countless hours sourcing only the best high-quality nourishing ingredients from trusted suppliers and getting the balance between nutritional value, taste and texture just right. Made with all natural ingredients you can feel good about, like plant proteins, fruits, seeds and nuts. Simply bursting with quality protein, antioxidants, fiber and healthy fats. Plus, are 100% vegan friendly. And the taste? Divine.
All right, so we're going to start off by, we'll get a bit of background as to how Equilution came about, a bit about yourself, your personal journeys, and just, you know, how this journey started.
We have a bit of a story behind us. It's a long, long winded one.
Known each other for many, many, many years.
Yeah, we went to high school together. We weren't exactly close, like best friend material or anything
actually didn't get along very well.
Yeah, we were chalk and cheese. Yep. We still are, but we love each other for it.
It's the blonde and brunette.
Yeah, the salt and pepper.
So we went to Aussie and the Lebo, really.
Yeah, really. So we went to high school together, and it wasn't until after high school that about a year had passed and we ran into each other randomly at a cafe. And I always say, like, now that I've gotten a little bit sentimental later in life, the stars fully aligned this night, because we were 100% meant to cross paths. Anyway, so we ended up meeting this night. Amal had lost a stack of weights in school and I'd been desperately trying, but like running around chasing my tail, I hadn't really gotten anywhere. She looked great and I just said, how did you do it? And she said, I've been clean eating and I've been weight training, come and train with me. And I wasn't really one to sort of broaden my horizons in terms of friendship groups. I was very comfortable in setting my ways, but something in me just said, just go. And so I got home.
Followed the stars.
Yeah, 100%. So I got home and I DM'd her and I said, are you ready for that training session? And we ended up teeing it up and we never skipped a beat. We were training partners from that day forth.
And I guess we were doing it for about a year. And after, you know, training religiously every day, eating clean, we were like, how can we take this to the next level? So I guess the competitive side of us really came out. So we were like, why don't we try fitness modeling? So off we went and we found our first coach. And our first coach was an extreme lean eater who put us on extremely low calories. I think I was probably on the same amount as you. We were eating very similar foods, whereas I didn't have weight to lose, whereas Jade had to go through like a weight loss journey or a fat loss journey. And it just didn't make sense that we were both on the same amount of food or calories per se.
Yeah. So then we did this fitness model competition and we did all the right things. Yeah. So by the bodybuilding book, we had ticked all the boxes, but we just finished looking relatively average. And we sort of started to ask questions like, how did that come about? We gave it 100%. We did everything that she told us to do and we didn't look our best.
I looked like I hadn't eaten and Jade looked like she'd eaten me. Yeah, literally.
So we had a lot of room to move. And so we finished that comp and we'd heard about this nutritionist in our area who was giving his clients ice cream and they were just getting on stage with ripped abs and they were looking unreal.
And giving them the balance.
100%. Yeah. So they were having food that they loved and they were still looking unbelievable. And we thought we need to know more. This could be the answer that we're searching for. So we ended up teeing up a meeting with him. His name's Jonathan Dixon. He used to manage ASN at Miranda. He now owns a supplement store in Caringbah, Booty and Buff Nutrition. So we met with him at ASN and he kind of ran us through the science and it was like a light bulb moment.
Yeah. Everything made sense.
All the things that, you know, trust the process or just eat clean or as long as it's clean, it's fine. Everything that we questioned prior just all came crashing down with like absolute sense at that point in time when he started talking about the science of nutrition.
So from a meeting in the cafe to were training buddies, so now being business partners.
Yeah.
That was the launch of Equilution.
It was. So we started practicing flexible dieting.
We really put science to the test. So we started prepping for our second show and it was under flexible dieting. So we were working with our calories and macros. So what Equilution does today, and we jumped on Instagram. So this is when Instagram came about and we created our accounts. I was a little fit girl and Jade was fit and hungry. And we swore to our audience that we would eat ice cream every single night for 16 weeks and get on stage. And I got down to, I think, about 8% body fat. And I was blown away. And Jade herself as well.
I think I lost about 18 kilos.
Yeah, sponsored by Sara Lee.
Yeah, literally.
Skinny cow. And Peter's no sugar ice cream.
Yeah. For us, like, that was like a huge, I guess, like, point where we were like, why doesn't the world know about this?
Yeah.
You know, like, why do we, and why has, like, the universe given us this answer?
And we were so passionate as well. Remember, we were taking our mum's meals that we loved, for example, and we're trying to find how to make it most calorie friendly and most macro friendly. And I think that we started to combine not only, I guess, the businesswoman in us, but also just a deep rooted passion that we just had for nutrition, training, you know,
and even our love for food. Yeah. Like, Jade and I are both massive foodies. We love good food and we don't want to feel restricted. And we were like, how do we show the world that, you know, you can still eat good food and look great? And so that's how Equilution came about.
Yeah.
Well, that was how Body Science first noticed your page online with Instagram, was that dieting can be fun.
Yeah.
And it can fit your calories. And we just loved how it really brought it down. I don't mean to use the word layman's terms, but it made it simple.
Yeah. Well, I think that was really important for us to convey in terms of a message, because we came from a background where everything was so complex and we didn't have a straight answer and we were confused and there were so many gray areas. And for that for us meant just jumping between diets. So we would try one thing and then we'd try another thing and try one thing and try another thing. And so for us, when we made sense of everything, our biggest message to everyone was just to be able to simplify it and just make the simple science just digestible for the normal person.
And also allow people to get the results that they actually deserve to achieve. So for Jade particularly, like, she was clean eating for months, maybe even years, and, you know, cut out cheat meals and whatnot, and she wasn't seeing results and she was questioning, like, her body and, like, she doesn't respond to carbs and, you know, all the typical things people say. So, like, being able to answer or, like, provide answers and true results is what we wanted to bring
it
to
the
world.
It was sort of, for me, it was like one area in my life that I was giving 100% to, and I wasn't getting out what I was putting in, and it just made no sense. It was deflating and it was emotionally draining, and I think that's why we resonate so well with our clients that come to us now, is we've been there, we get the struggle, we understand, but we're here to provide a solution, so that's what we deliver.
That's what we love, is the solutions too, and it's really appealing to that mass demographic, those people out there that have got, you know, the commitments, they've got the family, they don't know where to start.
100%.
So especially with dieting, like, dieting needs to be flexible and it needs to be fun.
You know, it needs to be sustainable. I mean, the biggest question you need to ask yourself if you're on any sort of health and fitness journey is, if this is something that you can't see yourself sticking to long-term, then at some point or another, it's going to fail. Whether that be a big fail, a little fail, a small deviation, a big deviation, I mean, that's totally up to the person. But at the end of the day, you need to be able to give yourself habits today that you can sustain long-term, because otherwise your results won't be sustainable.
Exactly.
We've all seen those yo-yo diets. We've been on those yo-yo diets.
Oh, yeah. We've done some really bad rebounds during our clean eating days. Yeah.
After our first show, it was like I was skinny one week and then I was fat the next. Like, it was bad. It was really bad.
During our, I think we were prepping for 6 months for our first show as clean eaters, and we would we started this stash of, like, food. It was like our binge box. It was like post comp box, and he had, like, Nutella cookies, everything we couldn't have in this one box, and then we ate it the whole week after our show. Whereas, like, now it's something that you can incorporate every single day.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't even think to accumulate food. Like,
and
water.
We did. It was just it was bad. Yeah.
That's like the gifts the girls send to the office, and it's the mobile phone that opens up with the treats.
Oh, with the treats.
The cookies.
Yes.
Yeah.
These fit your macros.
Yeah.
They actually had macros on them.
180 calories each, which was really good.
And that's the downfall of what we do, is you see every piece of food now and it's always got a number over its head. We know it inside out, like the back of our palm.
Yeah.
You'd be able to go through any cafe.
Any, yeah.
So obviously you girls got together. Yeah. What, it started online? What, just a website? And
yeah. So basically we first started working with Jonathan. So we were his clients, and then he was doing customized nutrition for his clients. And he just sort of knew that we had a knack for it. We had a passion for it, and we were really good at creating meal plans. So he kind of palmed off a couple of his clients to us and got us, you know, dabbling in the waters, doing just his clients.
He would do weird things on his meal plan, like 5 kangaroo sausages and broccoli, and then like two skinny cows or 4 skinny cow cookies. And we're like, we can make this fun.
Yeah.
Like, we can do like really tacos for dinner and, like, you know, a sundae for dessert. So we got really creative, whereas Jonathan didn't have the creative juices when it came came to like riding meals.
Yeah.
He just was worried about hitting the macros with like
So we made made a really good team in that regard. So we joined forces with Jonathan and then we created a brand. So we Equilution.
And Equilution, the name came about when we were doing a spin class. And we're like, how do we, you know, represent what we're trying to say in one word? And then we put
equal
and revolution. Then revolution. And we're like, oh, Equilution. We're like, wow, that's such a great name.
And we thought it was a revolutionary moment. And then 6 years later, we're trying to make this brand stick. And it's just, it's like, yeah, it's really difficult.
Yeah.
Was that how you were trying to equal out your anaerobic threshold in that spin class? You were
thinking, I don't know what was happening. We've reached the peak. Class. Yeah.
So how does the program actually work?
So basically what we do is we apply our own science-based formula to work out what each person requires in terms of overall calories, protein, fats, and carbs. And we then use their food preferences to meet these in a customized nutrition plan. So we service it in three services that suit sort of whether someone wants a more independent or a more guided approach. So we have the macros only option, which is where people get their macros strategized weekly based on how they progress. The macros and meal plan option, which is our most popular, and that's the best of both worlds. So the macros and a customized meal plan option. And then the meal plan only service, which is two full day meal plan options. So we used to actually do this all manually. So we used to actually by hand sit there and have the food preferences on one screen and have my fitness pal on another screen. We used to write it up and everything like that. And it was very manual.
And the algorithm. So we, Jonathan and I together created the algorithm, which what determines the calories initially and then on a weekly basis for our clients. And then over time, I started to adjust that based on real life results. So over thousands and thousands of data points, we now have what we have. We call our algorithm for our company. So the IP of our company, that was on an Excel sheet. So we were calculating everyone's calories on an Excel sheet.
And
it
then once
crazy.
We had the numbers, we'd then go into my fitness pal, create the meal plan, put it on a Word document, transform it into a PDF,
so many steps.
It over to the client. And then this year we launched our mobile app, which streamlined the entire process into a one-stop shop.
And
which
even
was
that
amazing.
In itself, like moving into the tech space and creating what we've created. So the platform that we've built has been such a roller coaster. It was one of the, I would say, the biggest challenge that we faced to date.
Oh, yeah.
We had people look us in the eye and say, what you're trying to build is impossible, because you need to couple like your algorithm, dislike, special dietary requirements, you know, so many facets, plus this incredibly large database that we've created to spit out a meal plan. And people are like, this is crazy.
That's the best motivation you can ever have is when someone tells you it's impossible. It's like, well, no, it isn't.
If we listened to every person who told us that throughout these last 6 years, we wouldn't be here.
So you went from the original days of your client being the engine, like obviously the energy in and the energy out on Excel spreadsheets, to now where you've got this app.
That's
very cool.
Ladies in tech.
These are the boss ladies in tech.
Yes. The boss ladies in tech. And this one over here, it's not my strong point. I have to say, tech is just not, I was not born in this era. I always say I'm an old soul. So tech to me is just
By the way, this is Jade speaking, everyone. This
is fit and hungry, wasn't it?
This is fit and hungry. So I'm a bit of an old soul. So technology to me is just like a foreign language.
Oh, yeah.
I struggle to turn on my computer. I struggle to use my phone. I struggle to use Microsoft Word.
She asks me the same questions every single day. If someone doesn't get the activate email, what does that mean? And I'm like, Jade,
we resend.
It's going to the junk mail. Resend.
It's in the junk.
Yeah, it's definitely not my strong point, but we knew it's the way that everything was moving.
Yeah, we did.
So we
actually weren't going to create a mobile app for Equilution. So we were creating an app on the side for another company that we had in mind. The reason why we created an app for Equilution, and this is something no one knows about, we've never really spoken about this publicly.
We're diving deep here.
Top secret. So the reason why we created the app for Equilution was because we couldn't manage our clientele. And we're like, okay, so let's do a web portal. But then we thought a web portal isn't what everyone's using right now. Everyone uses mobile apps. So we need to move with what's trending. And so we created the Equilution app.
You see time and time again, businesses that don't evolve with tech and with what's trending.
Exactly.
So you hit the nail on the head.
Exactly.
Obviously from the days of Excel, obviously I'm a bit of an accountant by trade here. So you've obviously worked with a lot of industry professionals. You mentioned Jonathan.
Yeah.
Who else have you lent on? Like, who else do you still lean on today?
Well, the thing is with us is, I guess this is any business. If you can't do something and you're in the position to hire someone who can, that's a resource that anyone would be crazy not to utilize. So that's exactly what we've done. So in-house, we have dietitians, nutritionists, exercise physiologists. So we've got a really good team behind us. We did separate with Jonathan. So we still have a great friendship to date and we still respect his part in our journey. But we kind of gave him the option of you know, taking this full time and he had his supplement store dream, which he's, you know, we're really proud of him. He's pursued that. So we did separate from Jonathan. And then when we started working, you know, on building Equilution on our own accord, it wasn't very long before we started, you know, outsourcing our nutrition and having our in-house team.
And even now, like we've got mentors in like the tech space, in, you know, the e-commerce space. And we, as founders, like we know that we don't always have the answers and we can learn from everyone around us and we can learn something new every day. So we reach out to our mentors whenever whenever, you know, we have like a really tough decision we need to make, or just to validate like our next move as well.
Yeah. That's one thing we noticed, was that a lot of people want entry level information.
Yeah.
And they want to make it fun. And they want, you know, they want some feasibility, some flexibility. And that's where we really thought Equilution was a perfect example.
Yeah.
So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So we've touched on the following, and that you've got a huge, well-connected, we're going to use the term almost cult-like community, which that's not a bad thing. Can you tell us a bit about how your growth has evolved and how your community has developed?
I attribute a lot of our growth to social media.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate. We have a really fun, sexy brand. And because we did represent the vast majority of our target market, we got to, you know, I guess we got to resonate with them online. So when we marketed, we kind of had us in mind, but it was a representation of everyone.
Yeah.
So it was really strong for us on social media, our message. And then in building that, it wasn't long before we started to notice that our clients were actually creating Equilution journey accounts.
Yeah.
Hmm. So if you search Equilution on Instagram,
you'll see other accounts. We've noticed
there's a lot.
People on their own accord, what they were doing is they wanted to document their journey, and then they started connecting with one another. It was really cool.
They
it
happened to meetups and everything.
It happened so organically, and you know, we actually saw something on our community page the other day, which was really cool. This girl had a bunch of protein bars, and you guys are in there, of course. So she had a bunch of protein bars, and she said, "Hey guys, I've got these on special at Woolies. I don't think I'm going to use them because they're not in my plan this week. So does anyone want to come grab them off me?" And then one of the fellow Equilutioners that lived nearby, they did a meetup and they exchanged protein bars.
Yeah, it was so beautiful.
We love seeing stuff like that, because it's that sort of spirit that can drive a brand. You know, when people connect, like-minded people connect, when they're motivating each other on their journey. So we've definitely noticed this.
And even recently, we just put out a feedback form, because we, you know, love to reach out to our clients and see what more we can give them or what we can change to, you know, better their experience with us. And one of the biggest points of feedback was our community. And they're like, "I feel so empowered, like to know that I have people that I can reach out to on the same journey as me, and to have access to that is something that is like priceless." So I think that's huge for us.
I mean, don't get me wrong, over the 6 years, we've had our fair share of difficult clients, and there's always someone that makes the loudest noise that is dissatisfied. Yeah. But for every, you know, one in a thousand, you get 999 other amazing people that will preach your message. So I think we're really, really grateful for that. Yeah.
Like a body transformation journey, like, it's not easy. And sometimes like the people around you aren't exactly supportive of like you making those decisions in your life. So having people that you can relate to and speak to about like dieting and training and, you know, food is just something that like, I guess, is like an added bonus to our service.
Yeah.
One thing I've noticed, like being around gyms over the years, is that when you're not seeing those results and you're not feeling those results personally, being part of that active tribe and that active community and having other people, you know, share their experiences or share their stories or their struggles.
Yeah. We even see it in our office as well. Like we have a team of girls, and I mean, running a company like this has been challenging for a mile and I, because it's grown so quickly while we've also been growing. We started this as teenagers, and
the girls are under 30 as well for the listeners.
We're super young.
They've achieved a lot in their time.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were learning as we were going as well. As a result, we've grown this amazing team, and we even watch the girls sometimes, you know, experience challenges of, you know, they're under the pump. We run a really tight business in terms of time is very precious. Yeah. We have a lot of clients.
Of such high demand as well.
Yeah, a lot of demand. So we even watch them, you know, lean on one another, and it's definitely the power of humanity. When everyone sort of unites, it's always stronger than when someone tries to do it as a lone survivor.
One thing we've noticed as well is you've got an awesome culture there in the office as well amongst your team.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun that's been had there.
Definitely.
And it's probably been had right now while you're here on the Gold Coast.
Oh, God. I hope you're working, girls.
The mums are away.
We always joke about that. Yeah. When the mums go away, the girls play.
Yeah, literally. So when Jade and I started hiring, so it took us about 3 years to hire our first employee. It took from us starting at 6 a.m. to finishing at 4 a.m. where we were like, okay, I think it's time to start.
No, tell us a story about how that happened. Remember?
It stretched.
Oh, yeah. So Jade's sister is currently the manager of Equilution. So she's one of our first original employees. That's we were desperate. Yeah. We were like, Zara, we can't get through the workload. Like, we'll push through. Jade and I will do 22 hours. Days. Like,
but we lost our hours.
So we need to hire. So Zara was one of our first employees, and she was working at NRMA, and she was taking her sick days every Friday and then her annual leaves as well. So she'd work Friday, Saturday, Sunday with us. And then it got to a point where she had no annual leave and no sick days. So she's like, guys, I'm coming and I'm working for Equilution full time.
Packed a bag. Yeah. And she was all hands on deck.
For us, like, you know, coming from working at Google, we always wanted to create a really fun culture. We we wanted to have a culture where people worked hard, but it was also not a place where you felt like it was like too high pressure. Like it is high pressure, don't get me wrong, but too much pressure, or, you know, a place you didn't want to be. Like the girls at work, like we do like a lot of overtime, enjoy overtime the most because they're with their friends and their family. And that's a culture that we've built.
Yeah. And I think as well, Amal and I have realized over the years, we didn't accidentally come to the position that we're in now. We were here for a reason. I think we've got leadership skills that we really wanted to utilize and I guess extend to our team as, you know, mother hen type things. We've got a strong message, not only from a nutrition perspective, but also from a business perspective. So in harvesting this little team, it's really important for us to be able to be leaders and not just sort of just, you know, take the authority for, you know, a run and not utilize it properly.
And that's all stemmed from the schoolyard and then that conversation in the coffee shop.
Yeah.
The stars aligning.
Yeah, 100%. And, the universe had our back.
Literally.
And Jade, you don't need to know tech if you've got someone else that knows tech.
You know what? I was actually thinking about this when I was considering, you know, like the questions that might be asked and what we chat about. I actually thought, you know, along the lines of why we work, because that's a question that we get asked quite a lot, is how does this happen? We also, it should be important to note that we live together as well.
Oh yeah, we live together. We have dogs together.
We work together. We
sometimes train together. We work together. We go out on the weekends together. We do everything together.
Our friends are the same. Yeah. Our family's practically merged as well. Yeah, so we are. We're really
combined at the hip.
We're really inseparable. Mm. But my strong weaknesses are Amal's strong strengths, and Amal's strong weaknesses are my strong strengths. And it wouldn't have worked so well had we not been so complementary.
Yeah. And sometimes we look at each other and think, why can't I do what you do? But if I did what Jay did, or if Jay did what I did, we wouldn't be such a strong force, because we bring each other up and we do what each other can't do. So I guess like we're, I guess, a unbreakable force.
Yeah, definitely.
Strong force too.
You both sound like you're on the up and up. There's no rifts here. There's no too much time together, living together, working together. You've got fur babies.
Yeah, we do. You know what's funny though? If anyone ever told us that we couldn't do something, which they have, we were two people that would, if we got a no somewhere, we'd find a yes somewhere else. Like we have not needed anyone else but each other to.
My motto in life is if Kim Kardashian can get it, or if she can do it, we can do it as well.
That's it.
You can make it happen.
When someone says no, it's that ignition. It's the ignition for the driver.
100%. Yeah.
So there's a lot of change going on in the industry at the moment. A lot of trends are popping up. Nutrition, training fads. You know, is there anything in particular that you've got your eye on at the moment? You know, we talk about staying on trend.
Look, to be honest with you, we, for the reason of, you know, being good business people, we always keep our eye open as to, you know, what else is out there. But I think what's been really important for Equilution and why we're here today in the position that we're in is because we've really stayed in our own lane. We could have at multiple points kind of conformed to what was trending and cool at the time, you know, things like that. But we have a really strong message. It's backed by science. So it's not only strong, but it's validated as well. And I think for us, we've just always just ridden in our lane in that regard. So we always like, you know, keep our eyes open for keto, low carb, like what are people doing and things like that. But at the end of the day, we are 80-20 through and through. So that's
our
jam.
The only trend we're following is the tech trend.
Yeah.
So that's it. So we obviously have our eye out for what competitors, I wouldn't say direct competitors are out there, but what everyone's doing in the tech space, because we want to be known as, you know, not like, I don't want to say competitive, but like well known in the tech space, because that's where we're moving into.
Yeah. Right, industry leader.
Yeah, industry
leader.
Definitely.
Yeah. And that's what your app, I think, offers to your customers and your clients, is that flexibility.
Yeah.
Hey, it's on the run, it's on your phone.
Yeah.
You can take it, you can travel with it.
Yeah.
And it offers, once again, that flexibility that we honed in on first when we saw your page. We're like, this is cool.
Yeah.
We've got some really big plans for the app.
Yeah,
so
really exciting.
Right now, I'd say that it's pretty exclusive to like a minority of people, like those that can A, afford it, B, commit to it and whatnot. But we have some really big plans that will make it a lot more accessible.
We've listened. So since launching the app, people have shared their feedback, which has been a big eye-opener for us. And we onboard all feedback. Like we welcome feedback that our clients give us. And we've made some really big decisions that we thought we'd never make in terms of like where Equilution was heading. And we're really excited for it. So watch your space, guys.
Stay tuned.
And we were discussing before, this wasn't pre-scripted, but the number one treat.
Yes.
Do we call it a treat? Because it's flexible.
I'd say snack. Yes,
I wouldn't even say it's a treat. It's a snack.
So what we've been able to do in working with our developers now that we've had the app up and running for a couple of months now is grab data from it. So we really like playing with the data and seeing what, you know, how well our clients are adhering, what's the average water intake, what meals they're loving, what's most given to them. And one of the top meals that people are having as a snack is the BSC low carb bars.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So there you go, guys.
And Jade's an advocate for the BSC.
I am. I'm a huge advocate. I was saying before that I prefer protein bars than dessert. I just
not even Jade. The that entire team, they are obsessed
with protein bars.
And even the protein shakes. They love them.
So we know that through social media and your cult following is really where you've got a lot of your impact and a lot of your following. Outside of that, is there anything else that you're sort of...
I think working with influencers as well. So that kind of had a bit of a domino effect for us. We worked with a couple of quite renowned influencers in the health and beauty space. And then because they were all from the same friendship group, we'd had another one, you know, DM us and say, hey, I saw you worked with my friend. Can you do a nutrition plan for me? And because it was so organic, like we didn't pay for posts, we didn't pay for advertising space or anything like that. They were just sharing their journey, like, oh, I get to eat tacos and lose weight. And because it was so organic, it kind of gained a really good, you know, bit of momentum behind our brand in a time where not many people knew of it. So influencers I attribute as well to a lot of our growth too.
I remember the first influencer that we onboarded was Skye Wheatley.
Yeah.
So she, post Big Brother, had a, I would say an eating disorder. She had like a binge eating disorder, which she was completely transparent about on her social media. And Jade and I looked at her and were like, she is the person that we need to help transform both like mentally and physically. Not that she had a lot of weight to lose, but I guess it was just her mindset towards food. Yeah. So we reached out to her and were like, give us a chance. Like, we're small now, but we promise that we can have a huge impact on your life. And she did. She trusted
us.
And I remember there were nights where she'd message us really late at night and we would be up at like 12, 1 o'clock and Jade would be like, hang in there. Like, I promise you, like, we're going to change her life and she's really going to appreciate it. And we did. And then I remember the first post she did for us, our emails were going up every second.
We were at the gym.
What have we done? Like, this is crazy.
And I had it on my phone and I said, well, we got to get out here.
Yeah, literally.
We got to get off that treadmill.
Yeah,
we left the gym and we were just sitting in a computer and that gave us so much spirit. Yeah. It was fuel to the fire.
You're creating a movement.
100%. We were just watching people like, hey, I just saw Skye Wheatley's post. Hey, I just saw.
Yeah.
And we were just watching it happen for us and people were listening. That was cool.
And she's such an influential girl, like woman. And she has a lot of young girls that follow her. And so like if she has a binge, girls will think binging is okay, but if she's eating, you know, to a flexible approach, 80-20, girls will follow that. And that's what for us was like so important, is that she could share that message with her followers, because that's what we wanted to educate.
I think what I've just honed in on there too is she kept it real.
She did.
And her following was a real following as well, that just engaged.
Yeah,
and that's massive.
Definitely.
Yeah. I know my fiance's sister, and I've shared this with you, Jade, was the other day I was looking at a photo, and it was a photo of the iPhone which had the cookies inside, and she's come up and she's gone, oh, are you friends with the Equilution girls? She said, my girlfriend used their diet and she could not rave highly enough about it.
So cool.
It was massive.
So cool.
That makes me so happy. Even like when we're at the grocery store or, you know, on the train and people have the Equilution app opened up, or previously when it was on a PDF, you'd see them like grocery shopping for Equilution groceries.
It's a bit of a moment.
Yeah, it's a moment. It's
I feel
crazy.
Like 6 years ago, Amal's mum always used to joke about, Amula is famous. She is famous. And now she sees us on like TV or in print media.
My
mum
still swears.
And she thinks it's hysterical.
She swears that it has all come about because we started on her lounge floor.
Yeah. So it's a bit surreal at times.
Yeah.
Well, most businesses like Body Science was built out of a garage. One product.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah.
So, and the fact you two still live together too, that's pretty cool too.
Yeah.
It's just easier. We can talk about business when we're cooking dinner. We can talk about business when we wake up.
You said it was easier. I was about to say, but it's like personal preference too.
One thing I love seeing too is that when you're out and about and you're indulging and you're dining, you obviously fit your calories and your options, but you can see firsthand what both of you are eating.
Definitely. We definitely practice what we preach. I have not always been this size. Amal has not always been that size. And to sustain, you know, I guess a body that you're somewhat proud of, and, you know, everyone always looks at themselves and thinks, I need to improve here, I need to improve there. But to be in decent shape, it's not something you can take your eye off. So we definitely work on our goals. Like, we definitely keep our eye on it and we always keep each other motivated as well. But this approach has meant that we can do it without going on and off.
Yeah.
You know, we just know what to do.
For the listeners out there, jump on either Jade or Amal's page. And it's only recently that you've actually posted personal journey stories.
Yeah.
And there's some pretty, really good transformations there. Like,
yeah, we've lost 50
lost
kilos
words.
Together.
Yeah.
We've got, was it Fit and Hungry?
No, not anymore.
I've changed
women now. Actually, we have a funny story.
We're talking Instagram handles here.
Yeah. Okay, so Jade is now Jade Spooner and I'm Amal.wakim. And when we were Fit and Hungry and Little Fit Girl, like probably about 3 years ago, I said to Jade, look, I'm ready to make the change. I want to be Amal with Kim on Instagram. So I changed my name to Amal with Kim and it was available. Jade's like, no, this is our identity. You can't change your name. I'm like, fine. So I went back to Little Fit Girl. And then a year after that had happened, Jade's like, you know what? I think because of Equilution, we really need to put our own personal names. Like, you know, we're our own brand, blah, blah, blah. I was like, fine. So I went to do Amal with Kim and it was taken. But Jade Spooner was available.
Oh,
so I was
lost.
Like, and then Amal, I'll be the girl with the dot in the middle.
Amal DM'd the real Amal with Kim 1.0 and asked to buy her name.
Yeah,
what? I said, that is ridiculous.
There was zero followers. So I was like,
I'm telling you, she's mini Kim Kardashian over here.
So while we're still on the social media bandwagon, like key messages that you stay true to on social media. Now, you both present yourselves very professionally. Now, what sort of key messages do you put out there in branding to the social media world?
I think one thing to note about Amal and I is we're not very strategic in that regard. Like, we've winged a lot of where we are today in terms of not only like our own personal representation, but also our brand as well. We've just kept it really real. We don't filtrate a lot of things in terms of like our own nutrition page. If we have a message, if we've got an opinion, if we've got something that's scientifically supported, we will share it, even if it does cause noise. So I think we've just kept really true to ourselves. And that sort of,
I think actually the post was like, are we going to post this? How much noise is it going to cause?
Yeah. Yeah. That was our criteria when we first started posting is what will shook the people.
That's what we used to use.
So we just used to really try and rattle everyone and just kind of get them thinking. And we wanted to make noise, but in the same breath, we never sort of stepped away from our message. We always kept really on track and really true to ourselves. And even as business women today, you know, we haven't really got caught up in all like the fancy pantsy side of, you know, success and all that kind of stuff. We're just two girls from NI. So yeah, we've kept quite real. We love nice things. We love, you know, treating ourselves and things like that, but we're really real, I guess.
That's very true. Like, Equilution is a brand. You both are a brand, and it's the authenticity, I think, there that shines through on both your pages as well as Equilution.
Yeah.
So we've actually got some questions here from our social pages. We put the question out there.
Yeah.
We said, we've got the girls coming in here, the boss babes. Do we have any questions? What is the Equilution program? Which one is best for people starting out?
So our most popular and recommended service is the intake goals and meal plan option. And the reason being, I said earlier, is it gives the best of both worlds. So what it gives the client is the opportunity to be educated on their intake goals and what their body requires, and then making their own food choices fit these intake goals, and then also having the guidance of a customized meal plan. So that's definitely our most popular.
The reason why we recommend this option is because we have some really great meals. So we take the normal meal and make it macro friendly. So you get the meal plan, you get to see, you know, what we'd love to give to you based on your macros, but then you also have the option to self-track and make your own food choices as well.
I love the way you've called it the intake, because a lot of people wouldn't understand, like, what am I consuming?
Yeah, we're actually changing the word.
We're rebranding. One thing that's been really tricky for us is because our program is science-based, it's really hard to make it colloquial and like everyday language to make everyone understand. So we've really played around with a lot of our wording. And I mean, I'm very wordy myself.
It's a very complex speaker.
I've written all the copy for our brand. So it's been
not
really
tech,
hard.
But complex.
Yeah, complex. just not in the tech space, just handwritten pen and paper. Yeah, so it's been really hard for us to kind of translate it to be quite digestible. So branding is something that the name will change in future, but the intake goals and meal plan is what it is.
Not the Equilution name, just the intake goals.
Yeah, just the service option. Yeah.
That's one of the problems we've experienced here at Body Science as well that we can relate on, is you bring out these scientific products that are next level, that are listed, they're TGA listed, you know, they're therapeutics. They're basically rocket fuel in a sense.
Yeah.
They're trying to get that message across to the customer and then the consumer.
Yeah, it's definitely hard because the everyday person, it's not second nature to understand that
to
sort
us,
of level.
We know what intake goals are, but to the normal person, they don't exactly understand.
I remember when we first started, I used to really communicate the message on social media, just in analogies and things like that. I used to talk about, you know, calories as money in the bank. You've got a budget and spending wisely, and metabolic adaptation as your body becomes like a super hybrid car, and just try and make it really everyday. I think that was sort of key to getting something so complex to be understandable.
I remember I had a mate once and he actually pulled out a pen and paper and he said, mate, let's actually start equating this right now of what you need to do. And leading into that, I had no idea. So I think what you girls have as far as the app and Equilution is amazing.
Thank
Thank you.
So where do you see the business going in the next sort of 1 to 5 years?
Oh, I just got goosebumps when you said that.
This is a really exciting question.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
I just got tingles.
It's the podcast room.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're really excited for where it's heading. Obviously, in the tech space, we have a mark that we'd really like to leave.
For us, like, our main goal over the next 1 to 5 years is to become scalable. So we have a message that we want to spread. And right now we have, you know, X amount of clients in Australia and some internationally, but we want this to be global. We want people to know that you can have your cake and eat it too, and you can still look great while eating, you know, fun foods as well.
Yeah, I think as businesswomen as well, we really want to take more of a stance as leaders. Yeah. So really just communicating to people. There's so many people in today's day and age that don't understand their limitations and the fact that it's unlimited if you let it be. So yeah. I think we really want to start to communicate a strong message in terms of business and what you can do.
When we started Equilution, I think it was like about 4 years ago now, we didn't feel very supported, I guess, by, you know, what was available for female entrepreneurs back then. So we actually, the first thing we thought we needed to do was fly to Silicon Valley. We went to San Fran for 3 months because we thought they had the answers and they would be able to support us and help us and, you know, mentor us. But we came back here and we did it all ourselves. But to be able to provide that to other female entrepreneurs and, you know, young entrepreneurs and just educate them and support them to, you know, go for it. Like if they have a dream and they have a burning passion, just go for it.
Yeah.
All right. On the next R&D expedition you go to San Fran, I think I might jump on that one as well.
Yeah, definitely. You have to.
That's not a bad trip.
It's an eye opener. It's really good.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
So that was our first step in starting Equilution. So we quit our full-time jobs at Google and we took a one-way ticket to Silicon Valley. And that was step one.
That's daring. That's awesome.
It was good though, because we had, so we went to the Startup Grind. So it's like a summit that a lot of entrepreneurs attend, and you have like the founder of Uber and like Airbnb, Twitter, all speaking. And when you hear those stories, you become instantly motivated. And so we were two young girls and we had, you know, older men asking us, what are you doing here? Like, you're two Aussie girls. Like, obviously you're here for a reason. And so when we started speaking about Equilution, they instantly wanted to invest in the company. So right now we don't have any investment. So Jade and I have fully funded Equilution and solely own the company. But to hear that from people that, you know, have done extremely well and have like VCs and are angel investors, we were like, we are onto something.
Yeah.
Like, we need to keep going. Like, no matter what it takes, people believe in this and we've got to do this.
I can see right now, and I can see Equilution scaling and scaling massively.
It will.
We also shared a story. I think it was Travelers. There were some Travelers that were connected overseas and they were both on the Equilution diet.
Yes. So that was one of our staff members, Beck. So she went overseas to Europe and she actually met this girl over, what was it? Was it in Spain? I think it was Spain.
Croatia or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they met. She went to many countries. Overseas. She said, what do you do for work? And Beck said, she didn't know whether to say Equilution or not because, you know, people don't really know what it is. She's like, I work for this nutrition company at home. So what's it called? She's like, Equilution. She's like, I did Equilution. And this was over.
This girl wouldn't believe that she worked for Equilution. She's like, you don't work for Equilution. She's like, no, I do. Like, you can look at my Instagram.
Too small of a world. So that was over in Europe, which is like super crazy.
Yeah, and Beck was even saying that when she was speaking about the company, she was like, I just was blown away with the amount of people that knew who Equilution was. It's crazy.
Once you can pronounce out the name, the brand's got power.
Yeah, that's it. You just got to get it out there. Just pronounce it.
What's the most beneficial thing you've learned about nutrition, health, training on your journeys?
Balance is key.
80-20 in all aspects of life, really.
Yeah, definitely. Even in training, when we first started our journeys, we were typical bodybuilders. We used to eat clean, you know, for as long as we possibly can without some sort of YOLO. And then we used to train 7 days a week, rarely have an off day, only if we really, really needed to. And it just wasn't sustainable. We were seasonal. We were seasonal competitors. We were on 1 minute and we were very, very off the next. Yeah. So in everything we do, not just training, nutrition, but everything we do.
Even in work. Balance. So, you know, when we first started the company and for the first, I would say, 4 years of running this business, we were working 7 days a week from like the minute that we woke up to the minute that we closed our eyes. And for us, like, it was really hard for us to, you know, free up our weekends because we were like, if we can work more, you know, the more clients we can service and the more our message will be spread. But what we've come to realize is that you need to have balance. Mm. Like, you can't burn yourself out, because if you're not healthy, both mentally and physically, there is no you and there's no Equilution and there's no message to be spread. So we really really need to just like focus on ourselves and do that 80-20 approach in all aspects, including work. Yeah.
For the listeners, they need to jump on those Instagram handles because you actually do practice what you preach.
Yeah,
yeah, we do.
Your staff, your followers, yeah, all of the other people that have the dot equilution tags on Instagram. Yeah. Yeah. I might create mine after this.
Yeah, you should. You're part of the team.
It's Fit Joel. What's your ratio? What's your current macro split? And how do you both train now? Like that was back when you were bodybuilding, yeah, getting up on stage.
So today, I mean, yeah, Amal and I, we go through stages, you know, like I mentioned before, everyone nitpicks their body. So it doesn't matter who it is. Someone always stands in front of the mirror and has a million things that they'd love to change about themselves. And the fortunate thing for us is we have the knowledge and capacity to be able to implement those changes. Yeah. So if we ever wanted to, so right now we have a little goal of we've got summer coming up. We've got a few team activities that we've got planned.
The spring shred.
Yeah, yeah, the spring shred. So we're tightening the reins a little bit. And I think that's really important for just anyone to do. I think even people in business, I think taking control of your nutrition is a really powerful thing to do. It exercises your discipline, it exercises your commitment, and it keeps you focused. So that's what we're doing now. We're both on a cart, I guess you could say.
I'm not on a cart.
Well, you try.
I'm not.
No, Amal's tiny. For anyone, jump on the Instagram, you'll see. Amal's.
We're going to go for lunch after Amal's this, so we'll see. We'll test that cart.
I'm definitely going to get hot chips. Four.
She's tiny. But no, but even Amal, she's got really, really good portion control. And for me, I'm a little bit more rigid. I like tracking. I like just saying no rather than having like a little bit. That's just sort of my mentality. But Amal's really good.
I like
good
having a little bit of everything.
Yeah, she does. She does. So she doesn't say.
She's petite.
Yeah, she's really tiny, but she's got like a really good practice. So right now I'm on roughly about 1800 calories. I do a mix of training. I train with a PT down at BFit in Double Bay.
Benny we Seymour. All know BFit.
Yeah, yeah. No, so yeah, so Ben trains me a couple of days a week. I do Barry's boot camp a few days a week, which is like a super intense cardio workout, which I absolutely love just for the vibe and the atmosphere and
it's
stuff.
It's in Martin Place, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, there's one Martin Place, King's Cross and Surrey Hills as well. So I bounce around to all of those and I love walking. So I always go walking really at the beach or something like that and just keeping active. And that's one thing that changed for us on our transformation journeys is we were really like stationary. We didn't really move a lot. We were pretty sedentary most of the day. And now we always make an effort to get our steps up and measure it like that.
For myself, I'm eating around the 2000 calorie mark. So
smaller than Jade and 2000 calories.
Well, for me, it's more about maintenance. So I'm working on changing my body composition. So it's not really about seeing the number on the scale go down, but really to see more physical changes. So I want to just tighten up, eat a little bit more protein, which is around the 110 gram mark.
Yeah, that's Amal's downfall. So Amal would opt for like hot chips than a piece of steak.
Yeah.
So she's learning to have a piece of steak with some hot chips on the side.
And my body science ready to go protein shakes as well. So I eat around 2000 calories. So I'm really working on changing my composition. And I think what's important and what I like to preach and is what I usually do on my social media is it's okay to eat ice cream and it's okay to dine out. And that's the reason why I post my food. It's not because like I want people to see how pretty my food looks or what restaurants I'm going to. It's because I want to show them that it's okay. Whenever I post something, a client will reply saying, how did you calculate this? And how do I make it fit? And it's all about educating. So I think for me, I like to be really flexible. I will save 1000 calories and, you know, eat like an omelet for breakfast and yogurt and a protein bar and a salad for lunch and then save 1000 calories to have a really nice dinner as well and have dessert.
Training, you don't overdo it.
Training, I don't overdo it. So I train about 3 days a week. I train at 98 Riley. I have a PT. His name is Lewis. He's awesome.
It's a fantastic gym.
Yeah, really great gym.
Good. A long relationship.
I trained for the first time there last week with
it's Body Science all over. Everyone's wearing Body Science Body Science is on the wall and their bottles and everything. Yeah. Love the atmosphere there. It's great.
How's the feel when you walk into that gym?
Amazing. There's, awesome.
It's like you're ready to do damage.
There is something about that place. The walls.
Yeah, everything.
And it's real.
It's real. Yeah.
You don't care what you look like. You don't care. You just get in there. You get the job done.
So previously, so when we were competing, we were training 7 days a week. I was squatting about 110 kilos, weighing at 45 kilos. So I was really into bodybuilding and, you know, powerlifting and whatnot. I've completely changed. So I'm more about like box jumps and burpees and I won't even squat anymore. Like if I squat, it's like 30 kilos. So I've completely changed the way that I train. I do it just for fitness. Like I want to feel good. Yeah. Like I want to train and be like, that was a good workout. I've started to run again. I'm doing a 10K run for Blackmores on Sunday. So that's really exciting. Yeah. And just moving. So like on our lunch breaks at work or if we've had like a really stressful morning, we'll just get up and go for a walk around the block. So for us, it's really about moving.
Yeah.
I can imagine the team there and you'd get up lunchtime and you'd be like, that's it. We're going for a walk.
Oh yeah. And I make them do lunges down the hallway. Down the hallway. I'm like, if you need to go to the bin, we're doing lunges. And they're like, oh, Mal.
Our girls are all the same as well. Yeah. Our team, you know, everyone sort of does it for, you know, not only the physical and health benefits, but also mindset mindset as well. Everyone just sort of likes that peace of mind that you get from training, and, yeah. and you feel rejuvenated and, you know, motivated yeah. and whatnot.
There's been a massive shift, like with Equilution, you said it was about 5+ years old now, in I suppose that bodybuilding.
Yeah, 100%.
Shouldn't call it mentality, but it was the way of gyms back in the day.
It was very rigid and very regimented as well. And we were part of it. We were very, very much part of it. And even now, you know, I look back on my training sessions and I even think, you know, did we even enjoy what we were doing? I don't even think we did. No. But now we sort of love going to our sessions, sweating it out and walking out. You know, maybe we're not the strongest in the gym and maybe we're not
you
as
are.
Strong as.
You're strong.
No, but I'm not as strong as I used to be.
You're still really strong.
I'm not as strong as I used to be at all, but you kind of forfeit. But that for enjoyment. And
I think what you're touching on here too is like the longevity.
Yeah, definitely.
Once again, and it's relating back to what Equilution's about. And it's flexibility.
Yeah. One thing that people don't really know about Equilution is we used to coach bodybuilders. So we did worldwide champions and, you know, fitness models and you name it, every federation we coached. And we had some, you know, incredible athletes, people that were placing first overseas and, you know, first here getting their pro cards. We decided to pull away from that because even though we were preaching a flexible dieting approach and, you know, it was to their macros. They were eating ice cream. They were having a balanced diet. We just didn't really believe in it anymore because we thought what bodybuilding can do and that mentality is not healthy. No matter what dieting you undertake, whether it's clean eating or flexible dieting, it's just so full on and so structured that you can't have that balance regardless. So we decided to pull away from coaching.
And that's not everyone. I mean, there's some really admirable bodybuilders out there that have achieved great things. But in the same breath, I think from what we experienced, we just were happy to not be part of that. Anymore.
And what you're doing is appealing to the masses as
well. Exactly.
Yeah. I get called average Joel all the time at work here because I'm average Joel.
Well, we're average James. So
that's a bit of a finisher.
We're average Jay.
James.
Like, oh, you said like average James. I'm not a Jay.
No, James.
As a bit of a finisher here, if you could say one thing to someone starting off on their health, wellness, fitness journey, what would it be?
Just start. Yeah. Take the first step. Stop researching. Stop putting it off till the next Monday. Just start.
And starting doesn't mean you need to give up everything. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's what the beauty of Equilution is. So don't think that if you're starting today that your diet's completely changing, your training's changing, your whole life is changing. That's not what we're about. It's just start by making that decision in your mind that, okay, you know what? I'm going to start embedding healthy habits, you know, in my activity level, in my diet, in my sleep, my work, in every aspect. And if you do that, I promise you, you'll be forever thankful.
Yeah, sets like small goals because every sort of little step adds up. I actually did a post in our community page a couple of weeks back and it was sort of a quote on the lines of, if you mess up one day, it's in the grand scheme of things, it's not a huge mess up. No. And I just said to the community on the page, I said, guys, like, pat yourselves on the back. You've taken the first step. You went online, you bought the program, you're making the change. Don't aim to be perfect every day. You've done the first step and just sort of keep adding those steps up.
Yeah, everyone sits there and goes, I'll start next month or I'll start on Monday. Like right now, there's an opportunity to start. So
definitely
jump on the site, equilution.com.au. And we're massive fans of the site.
And likewise as well, we love
us
body
too.
Science.
We're massive preachers of
since
body
way
science.
Back, way
yeah,
back.
And so do our clients, obsessed. Well, the stats show that they are obsessed.
And right now we're going to go and have lunch and fit hot chips into an 1,800 calorie diet.
Yeah, fit definitely. Girl's going to go to town.
Yeah, I am.
Thank you, ladies. Thanks for joining
Thank
us.
You so Thank much you for having us.
Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.